Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. We would like to thank everyone for calling in tonight. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I am extremely excited about tonight's show because the guest speaker tonight is one of my closest friends. We've been friends for a long time, and so I'm extremely excited about listening to her talk about her journey with an invisible illness. And if there's anyone who is listening, who's streaming right now, please feel free, if you would like to chime in and ask a question, to go to the Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein page, or you can go to my personal page if you, we are friends, and send me a message through Messenger during Kyra's presentation if you have a question that you would like to ask while she's speaking. So, again, you can go to Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. That's Kwajalein, and send in, you know, any questions that you may have during the show. If not, then we will wait until the end when Kyra's finished talking and she opens up for questions. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I am going to introduce my friend, mother, she's a blogger, life coach, minister, wears many hats, many hats, a confidant for me. Great friend, great person. Kyra Greer. Hello, Kyra.
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank you for the great introduction. Oh, my.
Well, thank you. It's all true. Thank you for being with us tonight, being our special guest, and being willing to, you know, openly share your experience that you've gone through, that you're going through, you know, and being vulnerable and opening your family's experience up. So I thank you for that, because you know, a lot of people wouldn't do it. So thank you, because there are a lot of silent sufferers out there that, you know, may listen to this, and listening to your story will give them, you know, the courage to do whatever they need to do to go forth, whether it be, you know, fibromyalgia or any other chronic invisible illness, you know, because there are a lot of them out there. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to you. I do have some questions, and so, you know, this is a Christian-based show, so go as the Spirit leads you. I want you to, you know, you definitely have that freedom. But first of all, for our, you know, for our listeners, could you explain what fibromyalgia is?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity, Kwajalein and Kenny. Thank you for this opportunity, because it is something I'm dealing with, but there are millions just in the U.S. who are dealing with fibromyalgia alone. So thank you for the opportunity, because it is pretty hard at times to explain or to, you know, kind of just keep going with everyday life with this condition on top of other things I'm dealing with. So thank you for this opportunity to give, you know, to give a voice to this, to fibromyalgia. But Yes, ma'am. So fibromyalgia is a lot of definitions out there, but I'm going to tell you what, you know, my own personal definition of it is, and then we can go clinical. But my own personal definition is it feels like I have the flu almost every day. Not the sneezing and the coughing and the fever. I'm talking about the body ache, the legs, the back, the neck, the name it. It is widespread pain, and it's muscle pain, and it's tender, especially when there is a flare-up, when things are, you know, sometimes I'm good for, maybe a month, and then a flare-up will come. Different things can cause a flare-up. A lot of times it's stress. But then everything is really sensitive. A hug hurts. A hug, a simple hug at church or a neighbor at my church, we hug all the time. That's what we do. That's just hug, hug, hug. Everything is hug. Not a lot of shaking hands. And if I'm going through a flare-up, that can hurt all day. A simple, bumping into a wall, well, that can hurt for hours, even up to a few days. So it is just widespread pain that goes on, and you don't ask for it. As far as it being inherited, I don't see any proof that you can receive it from, you can get it from a family member, from a mom or dad or grandmother, but it feels like the flu. It feels like the flu every morning waking up.
Wow. I can't even imagine feeling that every day because the flu is horrible.
Yeah.
And just going through that, daily is something.
Yeah.
So please take us back. Take us back to your experience prior to your diagnosis. What led up to your diagnosis of fibromyalgia? Mm-hmm. And, what were you going through prior to, which caused you to seek medical assistance, and if you could just take us back and what happened after the diagnosis, and kind of what you went through, your family went through, and kind of just give us your story.
Yes, ma'am. So I think honestly, I think I've been dealing with this for more than 13 years. I didn't know it. I know I would wake up and I would, tell my husband, we've been married for 17 years. And so out of the 17, about 13 years, I had probably been complaining a lot, like, oh, I'm hurting, like, I'm so sore. But, I'm thinking we had two kids then, maybe three kids then. And so I was just going with the flow. I was feeling the pain. I was feeling achy a lot. Not knowing what was causing it, but I do believe it happened maybe shortly after my second child, maybe going into my third child. So my third child is 13. I really began to feel like, okay, something's not right. But because I was on the move a lot, especially with younger children at the time, I was ignoring it. And younger, I'm getting ready to be 40, so 13 years ago, definitely younger and, like a spring chicken. I'm just moving, military. So we're moving around a lot. There just was not a lot of time to really, really stop and say, go to the doctor and say, something is wrong. I don't feel well. So I'm going to say about 2-3 years ago, the pain got so bad to where the bottom of my feet were hurting to where I couldn't walk. And then it was in my legs, and then I was having a hard time standing up. I went to my doctor. She was great, and she did all blood work. And so fibromyalgia, that's not going to show up in your blood. So she did all this blood work, and she was like, well, we have this. There's inflammation in your body and, all these other things going on. But we finally, pinned it on fibromyalgia. The more she began to grill me, my doctor, and I thank God for that. She began to really grill me, do you hurt in the morning? Does it hurt when you injure yourself? Does it hurt a little bit more than maybe or longer than what it should? She grilled me. I didn't know why at first. She knew why, but I didn't know. what I did was I accepted the diagnosis not very quickly, though, because I thought it was like a death sentence. I didn't know anything about it. I was like, I'm too young for this. I have, you know, all these kids. I got a husband. You know, I got all this stuff going on in my life that I can't have something like this that's going to slow me down. But I had no choice. I had to accept and respect the diagnosis as far as being a woman of faith, believing God for healing and believing God to help me and to cope with this and to walk through this. I had to accept this is what this is going on with my body. And I'm as I pray and get the support from friends and family concerning it, I had to respect it. So when I was in pain, I had to go ahead and say, okay, I'll take the Lyrica, or, you know, well, you know, whatever mm-hmm. it was at that time. I had to respect it, and that didn't, you know, mean I wasn't believing for my healing. It just means that I had to be real, because it began to stop me 2 years ago, even more, and now, you know, I'm at this point, and I'm looking back 13 years ago, and I'm like, I was dealing with this a long time ago. So that's when it really mm-hmm. started, but diagnosis was about 2.5-3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to actually address something that you said. I was going to talk about you being a woman of faith later, but since you brought it up, I want to lead into this question here.
Okay.
You know, as Christians, we hear this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not claiming that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not claiming
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yes.
Or we will hear, girl, don't you claim that. Don't you,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what the doctor said, don't mm-hmm. you claim it.
Right.
So what would you
right.
say to someone who is, you know, would you say anything in addition to what you just said about accepting and respecting to someone mm-hmm. who may be going through that where they have symptoms of a chronic illness
mm-hmm.
and they've even been told that they
mm-hmm.
may have it, but they're at this point where,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're like, I'm not taking any medicine. I'm not even claiming that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I've actually been told something like that a couple times, you know. I know the hearts of people, you know, so it's like,
right.
I know what you're saying, but, you know, what I'm, you know, but one thing I've learned to say is that our bodies were, no one was born with a perfect body. The body was not meant to stay in this shape forever. I'm not saying you can't have a healthy life. What I'm saying, though, things happen. You get a cold. We call it a cold. You get the flu. You call it the flu. Even in the Bible, it said there were lepers. There was a name for it. There were lepers. They were healed. You know, there are men that were healed from, but there was a name for it. And even back then, they had a law where they couldn't be around people because of their skin condition. So my whole thing is, look, you're human, and your body is actually going through something, and you can't ignore it. I believe God has put doctors here to help us to, you know, with medication and with advice. If we listen to the advice, I'm saying that because I did not respect that at first. I was just like, yeah, I hear you, but, you know, that's how I was with my doctor. I was like, yeah, okay, you know, I might take this, but, you know, stretching, natural, there are things that we can do naturally from oils. I have oils that I have, you know, there are vitamins. I stretch. There are things that I do, you know, that, but does not include medication, but I do have medication. And I do believe the Lord has put, you know, given man knowledge to, you know, give us for medication to help this imperfect body that is actually wasting away day by day as we're living. But my main thing would be, yeah, you know, I got faith that God is going to heal me. And until that does manifest, you know, here in the earth realm, until that is true, until then, I'm going to take my medicine. I'm going to follow my doctor's advice. I'm going to do what I can do naturally, and that's it. Because I do hear that. I'm not going to claim it, but it's not claiming it. I do respect, hey, my body's going through this. Every symptom shows it. Every symptom, everything is there. Everything is there, and I needed an answer, you know. So, you know, because it began to affect so many things, you know, headaches, and, you know, I know I haven't gone through the symptoms, but just things like that where I was like, something's not right, and this body is not perfect. We should do what we can do to make it perfect. I got a long way to go on that, but it does not affect my faith. I'm not saying, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not saved. I'm not a Christian because I'm getting ready to take this pill over here, you know, or I'm not a Christian because I'm not going, you know, I didn't get to that point. I just didn't get to that point, but I did receive some comments that were like, girl, you know, you're going to be all right, girl. You just pray. And I'm like, yeah, I'm praying, but I'm getting ready to get, you know, this medicine now. And go stretch as well. You know, that's wisdom. I believe that's wisdom. You know, I'm not trying to be all whatever, but I just think that's a little bit of wisdom. Just a little wisdom with that. You know, so that's how I deal with it.
I completely agree. Wonderful. That was wonderful. So I hope for anyone that's listening that needed to hear that they will definitely accept that, because we do hear that a lot.
Amen.
We definitely hear that a lot. So
we do.
Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went over what led up to your diagnosis. What emotionally and mentally would you say, you know, you went through after you were diagnosed, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So at first, you know, like I said, I was kind of like in denial at first, you know, like, yeah, you know, you know, that's what she said, you know, I know what my doctor said. But so at first I was in, it was denial, anger, a lot of frustration, wondering how am I going to live, especially, you know, how am I going to do the rest of life, you know, with this feeling like this every day, you know, like, you know, the hope that I had held on for everything and everybody and everything. When it got to this point, it was that point of having that hope was like, I can't believe this. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I'm, you know, I really went into some frustration, some anger. But it did provide an answer for me as far as why I was being very forgetful. I did not know that fibromyalgia caused something like they call it fibrofog, F-O-G, fibrofog. And you are forgetful. Some days you go through and everything is really cloudy. I mean, like, when I say being on top of it with appointments and school meetings, I'm like, bam, 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 I'm there. But that fibrofog, especially within the past 2.5-3 years, appointments getting missed, appointments. I mean, that is for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have been here with my kids, you know, all these years doing all what I do with appointments and everything. So that was big, forgetting appointments and meetings with teachers. I mean, they're in my calendar. They're in my face. But just not being able to concentrate. What I do now at my church now over as director for pre-K all the way through fifth grade, praise God. Director at my church, it is a lot of it's a lot of work, and it takes concentration. So I've actually had to really like put things on my schedule with alarms and say, this is what you're supposed to be doing this hour, because if I don't, and if I'm having a flare up, it's not going to get done. And there are days where it just does not get done, and that is okay. The mental weight that we put on ourselves, sometimes it does not have to be there, especially when you're diagnosed with something, with your health, and that's in any area of your life. But this is something I learned with fibromyalgia. I had to learn how to really just let it go, because mentally it was taking me the places I did not want to go. You know, emotionally, you know, why am I crying about this appointment? You know, that's because I've been on point all these years, and then here it is now. I'm at this point where, my gosh, you know, I forgot, I can't believe, you know, I forgot this parent-teacher conference or whatever. So I really had to give myself a break. because mm-hmm. what I am dealing with is very real. It is very real. And so mentally, yes, I was going to a place where I didn't want to go to. So I really had to just say, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Today mm-hmm. I will not get that done, and it is okay. I'm not superwoman. I thought I was. I'm not superwoman. I'm not super mom, not super wife. I'm not super friend. I'm not super. I had to give myself a break. Sometimes the phone would ring, and I did not pick it up. It's not being rude, but these are things that you have to do for yourself when you are dealing with, you know, a diagnosis, when you are dealing with your health. Sometimes it's okay. It's okay not to reply back right then if you're going through your thing, through a flare-up or anything. Like, it's okay, because if you allow that to be, you know, pressure on you, it will be exactly mm-hmm. that. And you want to be yourself as much as possible. You still want to carry out the call on your life. You still want to open up your business. You still want to, you know, change things in your community. There are things that you still want to do, and you can still do that with the diagnosis, you know, like fibromyalgia, you know, mm-hmm. and lupus. You know, these things are still possible to do. But you do have to make a choice, your own choice, and you got to have a good support group when you're going through emotionally and mentally, even spiritually, oh my gosh, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? You know, is God mad at me? No, God is not mad at you. God is not mad. This is your body. This is your imperfect body, and he can help you get through. He will help you get through if you allow him to help you get through. Get through this, you know, along with your support group. So yeah, I went there, and sometimes days are just bad. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, so I got a nap today. I need a nap for like 30 minutes, you know, or something. And that's okay. So main thing is give yourself a break. Take off some of the expectations that you put on yourself, so mentally and emotionally you could be more free. And be your best self as much as possible.
Amen. You know, you and I have been friends for a long time, and I remember when we first became parents, you said to me, you know, be patient with yourself. And I will never forget mm-hmm. that. And that is, definitely important, like you were saying, give yourself a break. Because, you know, we've had plenty of conversations. I, too, have a chronic illness, thyroid disease, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we actually have some, you know, similar symptoms. And it's mm-hmm. interesting that you brought up the fog, because I was just thinking about that today and how that is the most aggravating symptom to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
we deal with the same thing with, you know, with thyroid disease. It's like, yes, you're walking around in this fog, and you remember who you used to be, you know, how for me, you know, smart in school, and now some words I can't even remember to spell, you know, and it's aggravating. You don't really know how to put it into words, because you can't really, you know, explain it to someone that doesn't understand how you're walking around, and you are functioning, but it is like you are in this fog. And it takes support, and it's always great to know someone. I mean, you don't want anyone to go through it. However, it's comforting. I should use the word. It's very comforting mm-hmm. to know someone that understands, can relate. So I would say comforting and not great. So, you know, thank you for that. But it's interesting that you brought that up, because I definitely was thinking about that today. How was your family life affected when you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm. At first, I really think I don't think I did a really great job of explaining to my kids what was going on. I would just say I don't feel well today, but they don't like to see me like most kids. You know, they don't want to see mom looking down or sad or tired. So I'm going to be honest, and I'm just putting it out there. My kids, my youngest one has to learn, amen. But the other ones, when they see me lying down, you know, especially, you know, when I told them what was going on with me and just tell them, like, it hurts a lot and sometimes I'm going to be really tired. If they see me lying down in my room or, you know, you know, downstairs or something, but if they see me lying down, they close the door for me, and they will not allow anyone to bother me, and especially my youngest beautiful baby. There's no one can bother mom. You know, dad may be out of town. Dad may be, you know, at work, but they will not allow me to be bothered. My husband, I know I went very into depth with him about what it was. And, you know, that's the thing, like when you explain it, you know, they, you know, people can't truly understand it unless they, you know, are going through it. But I must say he was a great and still is a great support. You know, he is, he has ideas and wants me to try different things. And, you know, we just bought some new oils here that I have that, you know, he's helped, you know, me with where I'm aching and things like that. He's really helped me out a lot with that, because, you know, when I can turn over and just say, I'm not feeling well today, he'll say, rest, we'll eat pizza, you know. So they fell into a place that I think it surprised me a little bit, because, you know, they depend on me, but they're very well prepared to take care of me. You know, my mom, she lives here, of, you know, with us, you know, so she'll say, Kyra, you know, I'm going to cook today, or Kyra, you know, I come home and the laundry's been done or something. But, you know, that's great. I've been doing it so much myself, so I must say I don't let the reins go too easily on stuff like that, because, like, I got it, you know. But my family has definitely been a great support to me. So when they see it, most of the time I don't have to say anything. They already see it on my face. They see it in my functioning, my walking. I'm probably not as talkative. And they have fallen into place and been a great support for me. I think my youngest, which is natural, which is, you know, she, you know, did not understand, and even now still doesn't. So she made, Mom, what's going on? You know, hey, Mom, look at this. You know, but my oldest ones will say, hey, get out of here. You know, Mom's not feeling well. You can talk to Mom in a little bit. So that's okay. But that's pretty much my family fell into place for me, and I'm blessed. I'm very blessed to say that. I'm very blessed to have my family who falls into place, just falls right on in, and takes care of it. My teenagers, they'll cook, they'll take care of dinner, they'll clean, they'll do the laundry. You know, they're teenagers, they should be doing that already pretty much. But when it's not a good day, they fall into place and they take care of it. So great support.
Wonderful. Yes, that's my family. Love you guys. Love the career.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Hello,
I know you mentioned earlier. Oh, hi. That's my mom, everyone.
Mama Rose. Hello, Mama.
Hi, everybody. Uh-huh. I've been listening from the beginning. How you all doing?
We're good.
How are you all doing? Well, good then. I don't know who I'm talking to besides Kyra, but I think Keisha is on now.
No,
but anyway. She's not on. Hi, Faith. Hi, Jana. I know you all too. Hey, baby, who is this?
This is Kyra. I'm saying it again just so you can know it's
me.
Oh, hello.
Okay. I just want to say a few things. First, give it honor to God. Jesus Christ, thanking him for the Holy Spirit. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son, we wouldn't get through this.
Yes, ma'am.
I suffer with the same thing Kyra does, fibromyalgia.
Yes,
and it came because of several car wrecks, but the last car wreck was the worst. And when I was diagnosed, like she said, you got angry. I got really angry about it.
Yes,
and because, you know, you're saying to yourself, you're doing all that the Father is telling you to do. And
yes,
you want to know I'm talking about me. Where did I go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes,
was
ma'am.
The first thing that came to me. Where did I go wrong? I was calling myself, walking in his footsteps, and
yes, ma'am.
Raising my children according to the word of God and
mm-hmm.
living that life.
Mm-hmm.
And try to tell you, and Kyra, you know, I had faith.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw the hand of God move through my life. But
yes,
being diagnosed with fibromyalgia and then
mm-hmm.
turning around and being diagnosed with arthritis,
mm-hmm.
all of these things start falling in. Just everything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why. And you're still
yes,
telling
ma'am.
Me to pray with people. And I'm
mm-hmm.
still being
mm-hmm.
obedient. And I'm seeing these people being healed.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and I saw them
mm-hmm.
walk, throw down
mm-hmm.
crutches.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them hearing where they didn't
mm-hmm.
have hearing. But after God would use the vessel, everything that was flesh would fall back on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why. Talk to me, Father. And I went through a downwardness. I won't say a depression
yes,
at that
ma'am.
Time. I went
yes,
through
ma'am.
A downwardness. But... And it just, like I said, everything seems to continue to fall on me. Then I start having the back problem more. Then in 2001, I had to have the first back surgery. My faith with that God would move the tumor
mm-hmm.
out of my back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I believe you. I'm not going to get the surgery.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Just staying away from this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the pain pill because I thank you for it. I never used the word I'm going to claim this. I never
yes,
because
ma'am.
God gave me something. They would never been looking for Jesus, the sick people,
mm-hmm.
if they weren't sick.
That's right.
They mm-hmm. would not been, the woman would have said, let me touch the hem of his garment, and I know
mm-hmm.
I'll be made whole. They wouldn't
Amen.
Have took the man and let him down through the roof if
mm.
they didn't believe that God
mm-hmm.
was going, I mean, well, he was God, that he was going to touch him
yes,
and
ma'am.
Heal him. So
yes.
we saw all these miracles done through Jesus, and he passed them on through his disciples. And we
yes,
saw
ma'am.
Them, even with Paul. Paul didn't even have to go. It says from the sweat of his brow, you know, that the healing would go into it. And he would send handkerchiefs. Am I right? He would send
yes,
handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs, that's right. That's
yes,
right.
He did this. And the people
yes,
were healed because they believed in the power of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, because they all
yeah.
work together. It's
yes,
all about, and I'm like, Kyra, I believe before I leave this earth
yes,
that
ma'am.
My Father is going to heal
Amen.
This temple.
Amen.
And I'm going to hold on to that. And as
yes,
for
ma'am.
My family sticks by me. I didn't have a husband. My children were older,
mm-hmm.
but yet and still, when they were younger, they still had to suffer some things and help me out because they saw me
yes,
suffer. And they see me as I get older, that bed is, it's not my prison, but it
that's
helps
right.
me to get around and do go when I can go. When I feel like going, you know. And when I was pastoring, I know some people would tell me, you got to push your way. They don't know what you're going through here. They don't know you don't had this time with your father. They don't know the pain that you have suffered to get where you are. They don't know this. Because you want to know why? They could not bear it. God knows who can bear what they can bear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he does.
And you make it.
Yes, he does.
You will make it. You make it as you go on. Everybody has a limit they have to go through.
That's right.
You hold on to, y'all hold on to your faith. And I thank God for my girls. I had cataract removed on yesterday. I see better.
Yes, ma'am.
I needed to see.
Man.
And I praise God for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because if I have to wear then, I'm not going to have this done. That's just like my back surgery, especially that last one. I was screaming to the top of my voice. I could not move out of that bed. But if I had not had that back surgery, I wouldn't have been no good for God and nobody else. Because I got up and I went and did the worst of my father. I thank God for the medication.
Amen.
I thank God for the doctor. There was a doctor that walked with Jesus. And his name was Luke.
Luke, yes,
so
ma'am.
You walking with Jesus.
That's right.
And you still, we are doctors because we can tell people when they are going through something, that is the Father. He will get you up.
Yes,
but
will.
When the flesh come in, my Bible tells me there's nothing good in the flesh. And we are going to walk in this flesh. As long as we are upon this earth, because he has promised us a better home. He has promised us a tree of life, a healing. See, the healing is in that tree when we go to be with him. That's what he said.
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't say it was on the earth.
That's right.
When he created the earth, it was him. But the knowledge... But it's in heaven. And that's where we are speaking to eat from that tree.
Amen.
We will not have these things to attack our body. We got to remember who Satan is. We got to remember he allowed Job to do the things that he did.
That's right.
I'm not saying that we are Job. But Job was not the only one that suffered.
That's right.
Even Paul suffered. Hezekiah. All of them suffered.
They did.
And God got the glory from it all. So
yes, he did.
I believe that God is getting the glory. He even allowed Lazarus stop breathing. He allowed this, and he got the glory from it.
Amen.
You have to
listen
to the voice of God. When people come with negative words to you, sometimes it's best not to say a word.
Yes,
and then if the Holy Ghost give you a word to say, then you say it.
Amen.
Say, I'm seeking Jesus every day. Every hour of the day. And those naps, they are the best time because you show talking to the Lord. When you're on your back, that's the best thing going on. I'll be able to read my Bible again. I had gotten where I couldn't read my Bible.
Amen.
I listen. I look at a lot of TV now. I quite tell you that. I'm not going to tell you I don't. But I listen at night, basically, to my music, to the Bible. I listen mm-hmm. to the reading of the Bible, the scriptures mm-hmm. of the Bible, and I like to do mm-hmm. it when I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be mm-hmm. alone. Okay.
Mm.
So I do listen to him.
Amen.
So, you know, that timing that mm-hmm. God will allow us to do these things, to be
mm-hmm.
with him. Whatever God allows to happen in your life, no matter what mm-hmm. it is, God gonna get the glory from it. So
Amen.
With us, we going through chronic pain.
Yes, ma'am.
And you described it to a key. You described it. And it also with the burning sensation.
Yes, ma'am.
That burning sensation
uh-huh.
is something else.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So along
yes,
with
is.
All that pain, it is
uh-huh.
everywhere, y'all. It is the behind.
Uh-huh.
It
yeah.
is the head. It is
yeah.
everywhere. And a lot of people
yeah.
just don't understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Your pain. But
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Not for them to understand it. It
right.
is just for them to be there.
Right.
To comfort
right.
you.
Yes, ma'am.
In any kind of way that God tells them to comfort
yes.
you.
Mm.
I love my grandkids. I'm going to miss them. But that little
yes,
girl
ma'am.
Coming there, that little boy don't start coming. And that time like, you need some water. You need how you feel. Mariah
no.
come in with her book bag and everything on her body. She comes back there. She said, Grandma, did you hurt today? Did you feel bad
oh.
today? Or did
wow.
you have a good day? She's concerned about me. When she
wow.
comes
yes,
in
ma'am.
That door, that right there is a blessing. That
yes,
helps.
Yes, it is.
The
yes,
baby,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That baby has been a blessing to me.
Mm.
To tell
oh,
you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, God will give you what you
yes,
need.
Will.
Do you hear
yes,
me?
Will. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But he has
yes,
been, he helped me to get up. What I mean, he was there. I had to get up. I had to fix a baller. I had to
mm-hmm.
change the diet. He gave me a need.
Mm.
I needed
yes,
a purpose.
Ma'am.
Because
yeah.
I was going mm-hmm. through, because I had to close the church down.
Yes, ma'am.
That bothered me so bad.
Mm.
Because I couldn't be there. But
mm.
they were trained. They
yes,
were carrying
ma'am.
It on. They carried
mm.
the church on. But then I had to close it down.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to do what I prayed about, what I fasted about, what I talked to the Lord about. But I trusted him.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I did what he said.
Yes,
train
ma'am.
Them. Train them. And send them out.
Mm-hmm.
They train and they out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So it was time for me to come down.
Yes, ma'am.
But the ministry still going on. Talking.
Amen.
So, yes, I understand you.
Thank you, Mama.
And I take my lyrical, I take my pain pill.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, my lyrical
yes, ma'am.
Puts me to sleep.
Oh, okay.
It puts me to sleep. And
yes,
it causes me to gain weight.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's all right.
Yes,
I'm not
ma'am.
Looking for a husband. I don't need no man. I'm going
okay.
on 75 years old. I know
right,
I'm not too old, but I am not looking for that. I'm looking for Jesus.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Looking for a heavenly home.
Amen.
And I enjoy my family. So we just don't deal with this. I'm
yes,
sure
ma'am.
You're dealing with other things. I have migraines.
Yes, ma'am.
Diabetes.
Yes, ma'am.
All that stuff.
Yes,
that's why I kept asking God, why all this?
Yeah.
You know, and all this didn't happen until
yes,
I got older.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I got older. And my children had to see me change because I had
mm-hmm.
a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I did a lot of things. And with my children were my life. They were doing
yes.
everything. I put them in just like y'all and James
yes,
and what have you. I put them in these things. So
yes,
they,
ma'am.
You know, and I enjoy being there watching them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I look at all three of them. I am so proud of these children because every one of them, they're going forth in the things that God has put in them.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I just thank God for it. But I had to come on and say something about that.
Thank you, Mama Rose.
That stuff is nothing to play with. It
no,
goes all the way down to them bones.
Yes,
it goes. It's a muscle thing. But
yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
It's definitely a muscle. And like
yes.
I said, like my legs are burning at this present moment.
Yes, ma'am.
But we have to go forward. But when
yes.
it does take over, we have to do what we have to do.
That's right.
And I'm going to do
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to lay down.
That's right.
Because I have done my chores.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't took up enough
thank
time.
You,
but I wanted to just talk to y'all and let y'all know.
Thank
and
you.
Let know she's telling y'all the truth. I pray none of you get it. I pray none of you get what Quadrant got because I watch my baby. I see her suffering. I do see her suffering with her. I see Keisha suffering with her.
Yes, ma'am.
Doe has come out from under here for a while. I hope for good. But
mm-hmm.
I watched him suffer too. He went through some things. Y'all know because y'all went and prayed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So y'all know about it.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
All right. So God has
thank
touched
you,
him. Yes, ma'am. But he got,
yes,
but
ma'am.
He got to get in line. He got
yes,
to get in line.
Yes,
what is getting line. He definitely got good nine. Okay, y'all. I love you.
Thank you, Mama.
And I'm going to get out of
here.
Bye,
thank you, Mama Rose.
Bye.
Bye.
I love all of
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good. Okay.
My Mama Rose. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Good to hear from.
Yeah. Been a while since, you know, we've heard from her on the line. Well, we haven't been on the line, but yeah, it's good to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned before, Kyra, that you're not diagnosed with fibromyalgia through blood work. Could you tell us
mm-hmm.
how you are diagnosed?
Symptoms. It you go in, when you go into the doctor and, you know, you got a good doctor, they'll give you the time to truly say everything. They won't just concentrate on a chief complaint, which is kind of how, you know, it works with some things. They want to know your chief complaint, then they kind of go from there. But when you go in, you tell your one thing I suggest is if you think you have these symptoms, if you think you can have fibromyalgia, even just a few of these symptoms, go in and you make your appointment and say, I think I may have fibromyalgia. I need to speak with my, you know, I need a doctor's visit. That'll help because then they can be prepared and they can have their checklist while you I suggest for you to write down what you are experiencing. I kept a journal. I still have it on my phone where I type in what I'm experiencing through, you know, through the days, you know, through the months, you know, like I'm experiencing this today, that today, you know, even now what I ate, because I thought maybe, hey, I'm eating something, it's kind of triggering this, but it wasn't that so much. So the symptoms, the only way this can really be diagnosed truly is through the symptoms. And this is why it was kind of shunned at first. Many years ago, women, especially women, because we suffer more than men. However, men are suffering as well from fibromyalgia, especially men who you know, let me say this, like Mama Rose was saying, you know, she was in a car accident. Any physical trauma that you have been through, whether it be a car accident or, you know, something or falling, hitting your head or anything, surgery, these things can actually bring on symptoms of fibromyalgia. So you may be like, well, you know, maybe I haven't gone through this or that, or I don't feel well. If you've had any type of surgery or physical trauma to your body, that those can bring on these symptoms. See, I've had, I guess, maybe four or five surgeries, from, you know, hysterectomy to cesarean to, I mean, I've had things, and I think that's probably what brought on mine, brought on, you know, my symptoms. And so there's, you know, when you talk about symptoms, going to the doctor, write down what you're experiencing. The burning sensation that Mama Rose, I'm so glad she brought that up, the burning sensation on my arms or my legs, it feels like a carpet burn, you know, it feels like a burn on my skin when I touch it, you know, it's like, oh, this is hot. But really, if I would have my husband feel it, he's like, no, it's not hot. You know, it feels like sometimes it can feel like a burn on you. When I'm going through a flare-up, let's say if someone does hug me, instead of it being, like, so polite, my body is saying, oh, my gosh, what did you just do? I mean, is that dramatic? You know, I hate to be that dramatic, but your body is saying, oh, my gosh, a hug, you know. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Because it feels it's hyper, you know, hypersensitive to anything, a bump, you know, a brush on the shoulder, you know, while you're, you know, clothing, those types of things can actually be. So when I was diagnosed, my doctor actually took the time and she listened to my symptoms, the headaches, the failure to be able to concentrate on simple tasks, being cold, the achiness, the backache. I told her I thought I had the flu. Sensitivity, like a sensitivity to touch is a big one. Irritable, you know, I'm stiff in my joints, kind of nervous, the pain in my feet, you know, kind of sick to my stomach sometimes. I didn't know why. Very, very tired, and that's probably number one. That is tired, just tired a lot, and not knowing, you know, like, why am I so tired? You know, I slept pretty good last night, but, and then sleeplessness. These symptoms are what I brought to my doctor and said, this is what's going on, and that is how I was diagnosed. Now, of course, she did the blood work and everything, and it doesn't come up like fibromyalgia. It doesn't come up like that, but she listened to my symptoms, and she was able to rule out, you know, other things, and she got to the diagnosis and then sent me to see a rheumatologist as well, who confirmed it, who touched me and pressed on the back of my neck, my legs, my arm. There are these points on your back, on your body, all over. There, at one point, there were like 19 points on your body that would suggest you had fibromyalgia. I'm not sure how many there are now, but the rheumatologist, he confirmed it by touching and pressing on certain parts of my body, and it hurts. It hurts. You know, I didn't know that. I just didn't know how much pain I was in until that, and he confirmed it. And then, you know, we went from there. So definitely go in with a list of things you're dealing with. Look it up online. And if you can identify with some of those, make it plain when you go to your appointment. Hey, I think I may have fibromyalgia. And then go from there. And your doctor will be more prepared instead of treating your headache or you know, your backache right. or something. You really want them to go in for that specific. Yes, be specific as much as possible. I was going for migraines for years. Now I know that they really are connected to the fibromyalgia. You know, so I don't go to the doctor anymore for headaches. I know where it's coming from most of the time, and, you know, now I have something to treat it.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who has noticed symptoms and, you know, they've even mm-hmm. maybe looked it up, but they are afraid of the diagnosis?
Mm. Well, I've been there, so I'm kind of like thinking back to like what I wish somebody would have told me, to be honest. But honestly, I would encourage her or him, or even a family member who you think who have these symptoms and they're kind of saying, "Hey, I have this. I'm dealing with this," or whatever. I would definitely encourage you to go. Or take that family member to go. But for you to go to the doctor, I know it's afraid, but it is not a death sentence. It does not progress into something that, you die from. That's something you need to know. But as you get older, it does get a little difficult to deal with the symptoms. Remember, I feel like this happened 13 years ago for me. I had the symptoms, but I was a spring chicken. In my mind, I was just keeping it moving. But the older I got, I could not ignore these symptoms. So the older I got, the more I noticed them, I was slowing down, and the more the symptoms began to truly, take on to where I could not ignore it. So the longer you wait, the more the symptoms you will be able to know. You won't be able to ignore them. You will not be able to ignore the flare-up. You don't want to be in bed one day, getting rushed to the ER. Because it's like, I can't move, I'm tired, and you think you're dying. You're not dying. It could be fibromyalgia, and you just need to get treated. I encourage you to just get checked out. Even if it comes in and say, hey, it's not my fibromyalgia, maybe it's a little, little arthritis. Like I said, it may not be that, but I encourage you to get checked out, because 3 years ago, that's when I was diagnosed, and I do wish I had gotten seen a lot sooner. It would have cut back on some doctor's visits. I'm just being honest. It would have definitely, it would have helped me out. So the sooner the better. Don't be afraid. It's not a death sentence. You can still function. I have 4 kids, 2 dogs, my husband, my mother. And we keeping it rolling in here. And on my days that I can't, I just can't. And that's okay. Listen to your body. Be kind to yourself is something that a friend told me just recently, and I have been taking that to heart. To be kind to yourself. Listen to your body. Be kind to your body. If you're dealing with these symptoms, go get checked out. It'll be well worth it, and you can still live your life. You can still go on vacation. You can still, enjoy your Christmas and but get the treatment, get the meds. Get a support group. I have one. I'm a part of a support group. Get what you need to get through it. But it is not a death sentence. But it should not be ignored either.
So glad you brought up the support group. Do you have any specific resources or support groups you would like mm-hmm. to recommend to our listeners that may have mm-hmm. recently been diagnosed or been diagnosed for a while mm-hmm. or do you have any mm-hmm. specifics, or how would you recommend they go about finding something?
There are so many there, and like you said, that I suggest. But I have one, but I'm not going to suggest that one so much. Sometimes I'm just going to put this out there. Sometimes support groups, you do have to find the one that is right for you. You want one where you are truly being encouraged. I had joined one last year, and it became so sad that I was going into a depression every time someone was, coming in on and saying, "Hey, you're from Northern Virginia, me too. I'm tired today." And I get it, I get it, but I did not need the I needed something to get. I needed a group that would really help uplift me from that. So I really did have to pull away from that group because it was a lot of that. And that's one thing that I did not want to do, to mentally go to a place and stay there with this diagnosis. And then, you know, and I'm still here amongst the living. You know, I know that is not what this is supposed to do, you know, for me. But I do suggest for you to do your own research and really get in there, join. And if it's not for you, pull out and keep it moving. Mayo Clinic, of course, is great. They have great information. Go in there. They have resources on there for you as well. Any, like, wholeness or wellness groups, you know, where you can oils and vitamins and different foods, things like that can help, especially like with inflammation and pain and everything, and or sleeplessness. You know, go and find out what works for you. It's okay to join a support group and pull right on out. That's what I did. And hey, thanks, but no thanks. You know, and then go. But just do your own research and find what is your fit. But just be sure it is not so full of. It doesn't concentrate so much on the symptoms, but that it is a group that is really going to uplift you on one of your, on those days that you are going through. You do want to get on there and someone says, hey, y'all, it's still going to be a great day, even if you're flared up today. You know, smile. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all you have to do today is, you know, if you don't want to smile today, it's okay. You know, something like that is really going to help you press through, you know, your moment, you know, to let you know that you're not alone. But you do need some positiveness. You definitely need that. And, of course, your family, so as a support group, your church. You know, if you have a church, you go there. You'll be surprised when people are dealing with what you are going through when you share your story. I found two ladies at my church. They were like, yeah, I was having those symptoms. I'm going to go get checked out. Like you said, Kyron, I got it, you know. You know, but we encourage each other. And so that's another thing. And, of course, you know, even if someone does not have fibromyalgia, it does not mean that they cannot be a support to you, because I have Kwajalein, I have friends who do not have it, but they are great support. When they just ask, how am I doing? You know, how you feeling today? Do you need anything? That support right there, even from a friend clear across the country or that right there, that's great support. You know, so find your fit and don't be afraid to pull out once you find out it's not your fit.
Okay. I definitely agree, because I'm in some thyroid, you know, disease support groups, and yeah, it can it can get a little, you know, negative. Like, oh my gosh, and you know, all of this stuff. You know, you have these imaginary symptoms that you didn't have before you started reading it.
For real. For real.
So I completely understand. And you have been the same for me, my friend. And what I love about our conversations is, even when we do get on the phone and we talk about, you know, like if you're having a flare-up or if my thyroids are off or, you know, whatever, by the end of that conversation, it's going to be some laughing. And God is
right.
Always like, we're never going to have a conversation
right.
where it doesn't go back to God. You know, and so you definitely want to be able to express what you're going through, but like you said, have that positivity and just be like, okay, you know, I've had my look griping session, and okay, so God is still good, and, you know.
Right.
Girl, did you see that crazy video?
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's important.
Right. It's a big help. That's right.
Yes. I'm a believer that helps with health. So, yes, I think that I have all of my questions. No, I have one more. And then, you know, if there's anything additional you want to add, please, you know, go forward. And then when, you know, after that, you can open the line for questions. What do you have? Any specific advice for people, you know, that have loved ones that are dealing with the unseen or invisible illnesses, you know, fibromyalgia, anything? Do you have, you know, any advice, specific advice that you would just give to some, you know, maybe a husband that's listening right now, or a wife, you know, who's or, you know, a child who, a family member or friend was just diagnosed with something, what would you say to them? You know, is there anything that you would say to them to help them to be a support and also to help them to deal with the changes that come about?
Yes. Wow. Good question. Number one would be to be patient, you know, with that family member, because that family member is going to go through just a myriad of different emotions from day to day when they're first diagnosed. They may be like, hey, it's okay, we're going to, you know, kick fibromyalgia's butt, we got this. They may be like that when they first get diagnosed, and then 2 days later, like, get away from me. You know, I don't want to talk to anybody. So just to be very patient, because there may be a roller coaster that you know, your family member may go through when they're first diagnosed with fibromyalgia, with anything else, especially with the invisible disabilities and illnesses. When you look at me, you do not see fibromyalgia. You may see me tired, but you know. Maybe that if someone with you know, cancer, you may just see a person. I mean, we're talking about, you know, thyroid, diabetes, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, depression. You know, they can wear a smile, and you know, they smile all the time. I had no idea. Well, to be patient with these diagnoses, especially because they remember. These diagnoses, these illnesses, these disabilities cannot be seen. And that right there is, it takes it to another level. So just be patient. It's like, okay, they're not feeling good again today. Yeah, but I have to go to the store. I got to go to the grocery store. I got things to do. And nobody knows that I am going through this today, that I can hardly drive today unless I tell you. So to be patient with them, especially at the beginning of you know, of the diagnosis, because they could go from good to, you know, being angry, denial, not taking their medicine. And you may have to encourage them, say, hey, don't you want to feel better? Because my husband is good at that. He'll say, why don't you just take your medicine? Why don't you just go ahead and do it? You know, and I'm like, yeah. You know, and I'm being honest, you get tired of that, you know. Like I said, I'm not against medication. I'm for natural, whatever. But like I said, you know, my husband is the one who says, hey, you know, you want your oil, we can do this or whatever. And then, you know, I have to be a good listener. I'm not a good listener at times. Thank you, Seth, for looking at me like that. Really. So, sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, but it's be patient. Be patient and let them know that you really are there for them. And also, let that person know, that family member know, hey, I don't know what it feels like, but I'm here for you. I don't understand it, but I'm here for you. Those would be great. Be patient and just let them know that you're there, even though you don't understand, because that can go through the head, that nobody understands. No, they don't. A lot of people do not. But it feels good to hear, you know, that someone doesn't understand. And, you know, that can take a weight off, you know, concerning, you know, especially these invisible, you know, illnesses. I'm not in a wheelchair. You know, I'm not limping. I don't have a cane. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, blind. You see what I'm saying? These things that can be seen. What I'm dealing with is invisible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a difference. It does. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And now, is there anything else that you would just like to say to our listeners today or tonight? Sorry.
You guys be encouraged. And, Quazin, if I can just say a prayer right quick before anybody has questions, if I can just do that real quick, because I feel that on me, whether there's people still on the line or people who will come back to listen, I feel that I need to pray. Okay, hello.
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 Go ahead.
Hello,
Quazin.
Okay, all right. Great. Okay. Father God, we come to you tonight in the precious name of Jesus.
You want the kitchen light cut off?
Lord, first of all, we come to you, Lord, and we first of all, Lord God, we say thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. Father, we thank you for just everything that you have done for us, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross for our sins, Lord God. But, Father, before he died on the cross for our sins, God, he was whipped, Father, and he was bruised for our iniquity. Father, he was bruised, Father. Every illness, Father, every sickness, Father, that we have, Father, he was already chastised, Father, on his body, and he took licks for us, Lord God, for every sickness, and by the stripes on his body, God, tonight we can say that we are healed. So, Father, help us, Father, to realize and to see, Father, and to know and believe that we are healed, Lord God, that we can be healed, and for us to walk in our healing, God, and to also to use the wisdom that you have given us, Lord God. Father, I ask, Lord God, for those who are dealing with anything, Father, whether it can be seen or unseen, any disability, especially depression on tonight, God. I call out depression, the spirit of depression amongst believers on tonight, Lord God. For, Lord, they are going through many things, Father, and this is invisible, Lord God. They are smiling, God, and they are going through what they're going through, Father, but there are many believers right now in this season who are suffering from the spirit of depression. So I speak against that spirit, and I call forth peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Prince of Peace. And so, Father, we thank you on tonight, Father, for just healing our minds on tonight, Father, for loving on us, reminding us, Lord, that we belong to you, Father, and that you are the Creator, Father. So, Father, ease our minds on tonight, God. I ask that your spirit, Father, fall on each and every ear on tonight, God, for those who are dealing with depression and loneliness. Oh, Father, that you touch every heart, that you touch the minds, Father, of those who belong to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For, Lord, they are smiling, but, Father, on the inside they are aching, they are hurting, Lord God. But, Father, I ask, Lord God, that you lift the burden, God. Lord God, that you show them, Father, that you love them, and that you have never left them, and that you never will. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every household that has been here tonight, Lord God, that is represented on tonight. I ask, Father, for a special blessing upon Kenny and Quaslin Johnson, Lord God. Father, I thank you for their obedience to start the radio blog, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the blessing they have restarted it, Father, and going forth and being obedient. Bless their children, Lord God. Give them great health, Father. Each and every family member, Father, give them health, Lord God. Each and every child, Father, Jeremiah, Jared, Mariah, Father, and Joel, Father. We call them by name, Lord God, because they belong to you. And bless Kenny and Quaslin as they move forth, Father, in this next chapter of their life, Lord God. Anyone else, Father, who is on the line, ask that you bless them and give them the need, Father, that they have need. Give provision, Lord God, for that need. Lord, we love you on tonight, Lord God, and we thank you that tonight our minds are free. Lord God, that our minds are free, Lord God. And Father, we ask that we have sweet rest, sweet sleep on tonight, God, knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love you, God, who are called according to your purpose. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That powerful prayer. You know, I always love to pray anyway. Love to. Thank
Amen.
You so much
Amen.
For you know, coming on and just sharing and being so open. I do appreciate that and encouraging.
Amen.
You have
Amen.
Really, you know, encouraged me tonight. And you too, Mama, thank
Amen.
You for, you know, coming in and
yes,
saying,
Mama.
Sharing your experience
yes.
as well. So now we're going
Amen.
To open up the line to see if anyone has any questions. Does anyone have any questions?
I don't have a question, but I have a statement.
Okay,
I don't know if quite remember this. You're talking about the unseen. I'm going to put illness, sickness, chronic pain.
Yes, ma'am.
This was some years ago. And we went to a wedding reception at Geico.
and I had a sticker, a handicap sticker, and we paused in the handicap sticker. The security guard came after us and told us we couldn't park there. Y'all know Quadro. Everyone, y'all know Quadro. Why you stepped out?
How I used to.
She didn't give me a chance to say nothing. They feel like I let people walk over it. But see, God just made some changes in me. That's all it is.
Amen.
But she gave him the business, as y'all call it. Mm-hmm. Everything you don't see, you just don't see. And she went on to tell him that it was me. And he was, and he didn't let it go. Do you remember, Pastor? He went on to say that was nothing wrong with me.
Right.
And remember, he said, we were walking too good for anything to be walking with, wrong with me. And boy, when he said that, she really let him have it. He backed off then. He really backed off. And that came to mind when I was listening at Kyra. Saying just those words, you know, everything is unseen doesn't mean that nothing is going on.
That's right.
I did want to share that, and I did want to share this with you, Kyra. You know, I've always had migraines too. I never started having migraines until I got married. I had an abusive. He was real abusive. So I know the stories. Okay. And I'm not just saying verbal abuse. I said abuse. I went through a lot. I never thought about that. And that's when I started having the migraine. Not too long after that, I started suffering in my body. But when I got my divorce, I got a little better.
Oh,
but then the migraines came back, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
But I continued to suffer, not knowing, not putting all that together. But then when everything else started happening, the car wrecks and the surgery, I had all them kind of surgeries too, what you were talking about. So I never put all that together, but I'm so glad y'all had this program because I'm not too old that I can't be taught. So I was taught tonight. You taught me, and I'm glad that I did come on. So I don't have any questions, but if I do, I will call you, okay?
Thank you, Mama.
I got because I'm getting a lot of calls. Okay. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Love you,
all right.
Love you,
Mama Rose.
Love you.
Yeah, that was the old me. I'm new now, you know. Old thing is a passing thing.
My. All right now.
You ain't got to justify the old me. We all ain't, because ain't none of us perfect. We've all had our old us. So we know,
Amen.
It's the newness that we, you know, we give God praise for. You know.
Amen.
Amen, Tony. Amen. Does anyone have any questions for Kyra? Or any words of encouragement or anything?
No, words of encouragement. It's great that we, as a people, that we are making, that we're putting this out there, because growing up, you know, and you experience a lot of things, and people put a title on something. Well, you know, somebody's dealing with them. Oh, girl, that's arthritis. Oh, that's gout. Or that's this, that's that. You know, and it's good to know that there are other diagnoses out there that you need
that's
to bring.
Right.
You know, like the young lady said, don't, even if you don't have it, at least put it out there. you know, because it's funny that you do have it, you know. So, you know, we have to take off all these things that we that they put on the table as we were growing up. Oh, you just got that. Oh, you just got that. You know, it's good to know that we have someone who can, who's willing to step out and say, hey, this is what you possibly have. Because now there's one thing about whenever you're going into battle, when you know what you're going into, what you're going into battle, you know, you can say, okay, I know what I'm going in here for now. And when you give this the ammunition of, you know, fibromyalgia, you know, I said it wrong. I know I got stuck. But anyway, I should say fibroid. But that was great. So I once again, I commend, first of all, young lady, for you coming on and for Kenny and Quadrant to continue to pull back into the community and to pull back into everybody about life. And I commend you on just staying God-focused, you know, and no matter what. And as you said in the prayer, you know, God took the stripes for everything, you know, so know that you are healed. Even if you're going through it, know that your healing is on the way, you know.
That's it.
I can't see and tell the city, I know what you guys are experiencing. You know, but I know what, you know, thus said the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So
that's
right. I just want to honor you
and
thank you guys once again for doing what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing.
Wow. God
bless you. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody have anything? You are?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Y'all heard me laugh. That was me. Sorry.
Is that Keisha Kayleen?
That's Judy.
Hey, Keisha Kayleen. Oh, my. Oh, Judy.
Yeah,
that's
Judy.
Hey, Judy.
I didn't know I was on. I just been listening. I didn't know y'all could hear me.
Yes, we heard. It's all right.
Yeah. That's why you always mute just to be on the safe side.
Sorry. I love you, though. You know that.
Well, at least you ain't said that wrong.
Right. Everybody would have heard me.
You say like you say you say.
Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Turn it to a laughing session.
Gosh, Judy, did you have any words for Kyra?
I just enjoyed tonight. That's all I want to say. I enjoyed listening. I know I probably have a diagnosis when it comes to fibromyalgia, but I never knew that's really what I had. And they, you know, so I just still. I mean, I've gone to the doctor. Y'all know that, but I deal with pain just like y'all. Yeah, it's all that stuff. You were talking about, I deal with it. And praise God, I want to go get a massage.
Right, yeah, you do. You love
massage,
your massage.
But, I mean,
yes,
they hurt. Massages, they hurt.
Yeah, I don't know how you
do
it. Yeah, they hurt.
I know, they hurt, but I enjoy getting them because it felt like I need that pressure to match the pain. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I need that hard pressure. That little pity pat on the back. That don't really back up. That don't really help me. So I need that deep, and I be needing it a lot. I'm like, my God. I mean, if I could, I'd pay for it every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll probably go to the doctor. So I'm glad. I'll probably go back
to
the
doctor
and get checked again.
Yeah.
And see what they say.
Yeah. Go with a list of your symptoms. Go with a list, and even if you have to read it off the list to the doctor, I'm dealing with this, this, and that, and then, you know, go from there. You know, just think of everything you're dealing with.
I thought I was crazy when I first started experiencing it. Yeah, I thought I was crazy when I first started experiencing
it.
And all the doctors were looking at me like I was crazy too. That the rheumatologist looked at me crazy, like, why are you here?
Yep.
I was 28. Was I 28? Yeah, I was like 28 or something when I first started experiencing that kind of pain.
Wow.
I remember that.
So,
but you know, it's kind of like, because Kyra said earlier, you know, you were talking about it being recognized. You said that something about that earlier, right? About fibromyalgia. Yeah, and when I was reading on it earlier, people thought that it was just, and you know, they thought that it was just in your mind. Like, you can't be
it
hurting
your mind.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Back then, that's probably
the mentality that they had. Yeah.
It was.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I had them checking me for MS and for lupus. And, I mean, I got addicted, too. When I was going on them boards and stuff. And I was self-diagnosing myself. I was on these boards and listening to these people. And they take 14 to 20 medications and.
Pills a day. No, man, that's right. Yeah. I remember that.
I do. Mm-hmm. Well, praise God. So Judith's gonna go and get checked. So that's good. It
good,
goes, you know, gives you some
you
answers.
Go.
So
let
that's,
me know how it goes.
Great. Yeah. Kyra, is there anything your family would like to say before we get off the line? Anything?
Well, my family is my family on cousin.
Yeah, I'll say one thing or a couple things.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Sam.
Hey,
I'm not pregnant.
I'm going to cut it out.
Yeah, I'm so wild. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. Coming from the support side of the house, I just want to let people know that if you in that support role, if you're supporting somebody that in this type of, you know, in this type of pain, you want to make sure that, you know, that they take their medication because at this point it's all about pain management. And so for people that have to take medication every day, you know, it's going to be some day that they don't want to take the medication and just rather deal with the pain. So it's, up to that support group to say, hey, you know, you need to take your medicine. I know you don't want to, you know, want to take medication or whatever, but, you know, I do it to my wife until I get on that day because I know she's going to do the same for me.
Yeah.
And speaking about medication, just because you go to the doctor and your doctor prescribes a certain kind of medication, be leery of what that medication is because all medication is not going to work.
Just
because it works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You know, you got to do your own research, you know, look at all forms of medication when dealing with this type of pain. It's all kind of, you know, I won't say new medication, but it's been medication that has been proved in the past to deal with this type of pain that has been outlawed by our, you know, country, you know, for years. But, you know, until you do the type of research of the background of that, you know, you just want to just do your own research and don't just accept anything that the doctor gives you.
That's right.
That's right, and that is so true.
We were just talking about that the other day. That even though that they prescribe you medication, there's certain things that your body might not act right with that.
Exactly.
So it's best to research all your medication.
Yep.
That's confirmation, man.
Exactly.
We were just talking about that.
Good.
Yeah. And you know what, Kyra, that makes me think, too, about, because you and I, we took some of the same medication, and I think when you took it, you know, you had some type of reaction, and you didn't know it, and but your husband saw it, right? I think it was the gabapentin, the support, she didn't know. Because she was asleep, but he saw the effects of that medication and was able to tell her, you know, this is what's going on with her. She was sleeping. You know, but when I took it, I was fine. So that was a great point.
Right. Thanks, babe. That's right. Yeah, I was shaking in my sleep. It looks like I was having seizures in my sleep is what it looked like the gabapentin was doing. But everybody who I know who has fibromyalgia, they take the gabapentin. It does well for them. It doesn't do well for Kyra. I was shaking and jerking even throughout the day, but I was ignoring it. And my husband was like, you know, you're shaking in your sleep all night. you know, and I told my doctor, she was like, okay, we're taking you off of that. So it's like a no-go medicine. For me, it is a go-to for most with fibromyalgia, the gabapentin, the Lyrica, but for me, not me. Good point.
I'll send my I'm going to send my bill in the mail for that information.
Say it really. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't have a job. I don't, but I absolutely expect it.
You're going to put on your tab, too. Really, say it.
So,
really?
Yes, that was a great point. Kind of like, you know, with the, this has nothing to do with fibromyalgia, but when Jared was taking the Zyrtec, what my children, Zyrtec gave my kids, like, these night terrors, and Jared, he developed this shaking in his hand when he was taking Zyrtec. I mean, I took him to the doctor. They tested him for diabetes, thyroid, everything. I mean, they did a whole panel, and it was nobody but the Holy Spirit that showed me that it was a Zyrtec, because one night I left the house, and Kenny, of course, didn't give it to him. And so... I love my baby. So I noticed that he wasn't, you know, his hands were not trembling like that. And I was like, is that the Zyrtec? And then, you know, I started doing research and saw how it gave some kids, that was common for some kids, and it gave some kids night terrors. I mean, because Jared and Mariah both were waking up in the middle of the night, and you know, in these terrors.
Oh, my God.
And once I stopped giving it to them, they stopped having them. So,
oh,
you know, I sent them to Allegra and Claritin. I have to, you know, you have to alternate those things. But just, that was a great point.
You need to watch Johnny. Wow.
Yeah, great.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
great point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything else, anybody? Well, Kyra, I do appreciate you for coming on again. I cannot say when I'm going to have another show, but I will let everybody know because I'm overwhelmed, guys. And so
we'll
have one, you know, in a couple of weeks. And my baby will be home in 3 weeks. Yay me.
Yay.
So she'll be overwhelmed, man. That ain't no overwhelm. If she's going to be home in 3 weeks, we know that's about them. I'm just going to
keep it real, bro. Keep it real. January.
Don't put me off, man.
You got some catching up to do. Overwhelm. Not in 3 weeks.
Hot in the tail.
Oh, praise him. Praise him. Thank him for the overwhelm. Praise him for it. Shoot.
And said, I will not get pregnant.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with
that. He already saying it.
Pregnant and barefoot.
No. But I thank you guys. Yeah, I know, right? But the stream has stopped now, so they ain't even gonna hear it online. I mean, the stream stopped about
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Good. Yeah, I'm really about
to. They didn't hear me either, right? They didn't hear that, right?
No, they heard you. They heard you. It just
stopped. They heard me. Judy. My God.
Okay. I swear I thought that I was not on there. That's why I laughed. Cause I'm like, but.
It's late.
And I laughed better. But I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Y'all,
I
too.
Really do.
Thank you, guys.
And, love y'all.
Love you too.
Thanks for coming, Quasi.
Okay. Talk to y'all later.
All right, we'll talk soon. All right, bye-bye.
All right.